Podtacular Update, episode 42, for the week of January 8th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck. Hey, welcome back, guys. Oh, special guest here today.
Who is it?
Studio.
Who is it? Oh, it's me, G. Lewis. Thank you.
Sweet, Ickle.
What's up, Lewis? Welcome to the show, man. And we are back for our first episode of the year for 2006.
Yeah.
Ready to rumble, ready to kick this thing off. Got a lot of information. All three of the shows this week are going to be big, heavy-duty shows, like large, long. So,
like,
you know, get comfortable. Get in your favorite seat, you know. Relax, listen in.
It's like that, y'all. It's like that.
So, let's see. What do we got first here?
We got, 2006 is here. It's here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The year of the Halo.
Thanks for the tip.
Chinese
proverb. Year of the Halo.
Or something. Year of the Halo. Actually, it's not.
Don't
it's
you,
like the year of the
don't
dog.
Don't you mean the...
So,
yeah,
like, there's a Chinese proverb that talks about Halo?
Yeah,
but it is. I'm saying it's the year of the Halo, but technically you're the dog. But you know,
Halo sounds better.
I just thought I'd tell you that.
Wise Halo man say, "Oh, noobs with sniper rifle."
Yeah. Next year's the year of the Covenant, but that's bad.
Ooh.
This year's the year of the Halo.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Actually, I think it's the year of the 360, but yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, well, the revolution. Not the system, though. Not the system.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's the year of the Gizmodo.
Gizmondo. The Gizmonster handheld that's too big is what it is.
Gizmonster.
I never use one. So.
Yeah, you it is. You this know. Is crap. Anyways, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, 2006. I mean, a good year for us. Good year for Halo in general. Good year. For gaming.
For opponent noobs.
Definitely. And we got a lot of stuff to cover this show. Let's start off with some news and announcements here. We got the next tournament coming soon, and more details will come out for that as they're available. Johnny Son kind of needs our new forums to make this happen more effectively this time, so enough said on that.
Enough
forums
said.
On the way.
Yay.
Not going to talk about any more about the website until it's up because... I just want to make it happen, so.
Even though somebody posted it on Bungie.
Well, anyway. Who posted it? I'll kick their butt.
No, you won't. They'll only...
It doesn't matter because that the previous, like, the beta test kind of URL was, it turns out that we've kind of moved that over to a new domain in preparation to connect it to our podtacker.com, so we're working on it.
Cool.
So, really, this time.
Yeah. But, you know.
That should be exciting.
If you go to our site, you can find out more information about our Podtacular Clans. The Podtacular Clans actually do play clan matches, and they participate in Podtacular tournaments. Plus, you can play with people from the show. You know, hey, if you want an invite to a Podtacular Clan, follow the link on podtacular.com on the right side. Post your gamer tag, get an invite. No cheaters, derankers, racists, or people of 15 in the team games. Because I know there's quite a bit now.
Yeah, we have a problem with that pod 5. We have a lot of D-rankers. Well, or we used to.
You need to hit the road, man.
I hate when I'm in a clan match and they go, "What's a podcast?"
And I'm just like, I'm not explaining it right now. I love it when people actually know who I am. That's the funnest thing ever. Oh my gosh, it's Spellcheck.
Yeah. Yes, I remember one game me and Fumo were in, and it's like, oh my god, I'm playing with the Foo.
And that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, Fumo Jiva.
Fumo
Jiva. Yeah, we got that one the other day, man. Fumo Jiva.
Yeah. He's like, shut up, Fumo Jiva.
Yeah, really. I was trying to pronunciate my name there. Well, we got, let's see. What's next, G. Lewis?
Oh, you know what would be really cool? You know, if you found that pro player, you know, FPS... game developer or Bungie custodian you know or know of, you know, send us an interview with them on behalf of Podtacula, like you're the reporter.
Can I do that?
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
You could be on the show in person.
Yeah, anybody can.
And we all get to hear a cool interview, you know? So you can just, you know, record that as a MP3, please. Please, you know, or A for wave, you know, do a common, extension.
Don't do a wave.
Please do something common like that I've actually heard of or something, please. Send those over to podsacular@gmail.com. Yeah. Love you forever.
Look forward to hearing what we get from that. Should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, looks like Big Man Painkiller 05, last tournament winner, by the way, likes to say that he made a new group, Podtacular BTB, or Big Team Battle, because he's a big fan of Big Team Battle, so please join it. Please join
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's a Bungie group.
It is.
Okay. It is a Bungie group, yeah. And, you know, it's fan club number 90193.
Cool.
Yeah.
I guess it looks like Fumo and Spellcheck will have a link in the show notes for that.
Right. Yeah, he does. There's a link in the show notes. Yeah. Check it out.
What?
Doug, quick. So, check it out, guys. Godfrey Nano Amisari at Gamertag Radio received the Xbox MVP award from Microsoft.
Congratulations, guys. That's really awesome, because they do a great show. We've been interviewed for them once, back when we were, like, little bitty, when we had, like, 4 episodes.
Yeah, dude. Those guys are awesome. They totally deserve it.
They were just a little baby podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, kudos to you guys. That's pretty darn cool.
Look, I thought it was just Godfrey and Misari. I didn't know Nano got one.
Nano. I may be wrong on that. It may be just Godfrey and Misari, but in any case, yeah. It's definitely them, so...
Yeah, the crew got one, you know, it's still a great podcast, right?
Godfrey and Nano. Sorry. They did a great show.
What up, y'all? Awesome. Listening to the sounds of Game Attack Radio.
We're Cyber Athlete.
Oh, gosh.
It's awesome. Oh. Their like, intro music that, like, they play back the recording of this whole thing where that girl was saying, like, Game Attack Radio and everything, and she's like, she's saying, like, what, you know, what do I say it now and all this stuff, and you hear all these things of her like pre-recording.
Yeah, she's like
now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's boy, cool. It's gonna be a good week. I can already tell. We have some staff stuff. We're just gonna make it real quick. You know, custom Saturdays. If you guys are into those, you guys want to. If you're on staff, we need you to organize some custom Saturdays so everyone can participate with the Podtacular crew. You know, we need multiple parties, you know. So hook me up with your gamer tag if you're on staff and you're willing to host a party, you know, every Saturday for a while to play with listeners, you know. In fact, if you're on staff, send me your email anyways. Because I don't know, I know that I don't have hardly anybody's, and Food Fight needs them too, so.
Yeah, we totally need them. So podtacular@gmail.com.
Yeah. Because we need them. Need them. Also have some staff openings, you know. An all-stars lead who someone very reliable and outgoing who can set up the tryouts, you know, email us, you know, post the forums, set up matches, or organize practice sessions to keep Fumo and us informed. You know, email podtacular@gmail.com. And I know everyone's been really excited about Podtacular TV, but and so is Zanzis and you know, everyone, but here's what we need to do it. We need a video editor, you know, it's going to be really short episodes, you know, not much work, and we also need a cameraman who has a capture card and can send the videos over to the editor, or if you can do both, that'd be even better. And if you want
to
do that, you know, please email us.
I'm particularly trying to get a capture card to do that. Personally.
Cool. Yeah. Well, hey, we need people that are, you know, whoever does that, we need them to be definitely accountable and committed, because that's the problem we've run into with Podtacular TV so far, and why we don't have it going yet, is because we've had a whole string of people that have said they're going to be places and didn't, and said they're going to do stuff and didn't, and, you know, on and on and on. This whole time it's been like that. So
don't blame it on Zander. He's doing a great job.
And
that would totally be great. But yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys have been to the site lately. If you've been, you know, I'm just taking a break from the whole the show and whatnot. We know we posted some questions to you guys. Mm-hmm. We posed some questions, you know, like, if I were Halo 3, what would I look like? Well, we got your responses. We collected them all in some nice little text files. And, you know, we'd like to share with you. And what we like to call... Actually, didn't have a name yet. I just thought I'd say that because that's what they do on professional stuff. I don't know.
I guess you could say it's a spinoff of Bungie.
It's been
jumping.
A while, guys. It's been a while.
I want to do the first one. All
right. Who wants to start us off?
Yeah. The Two Cheat Fellow Pod 05 staff represent. What? Anyway. He says if he was Halo 3, he would look like Master Chief, only in sweet looking HD or high definition. Yeah.
For those of you, the 360, that is.
I can't afford HD.
I'm going to butcher so many names. Oh, my gosh. M-A-C-E-I. I think that's Macy.
Sounds okay, right.
I don't know. He said the number one thing that pops into his head for Halo 3 is bots.
Yeah.
Anyone who's played Age of Under Fire knows how fun they are. Oh, my gosh. You can just... And it's not like they're walking into walls kind of bots. These are like, I'm talking
like
about
Ghost
bots.
Recon.
You know, like the same quality people you're playing against in the campaign mode.
Yeah.
That would be pretty crazy. It's like, when I play Ghost Recon on Xbox Live, it's all we do is play against bots. Yeah.
You know, like...
Bots have been around since Unreal Tournament, and if not earlier, so probably earlier, but nonetheless, you know...
Bots have been around since the medieval ages, back when dragons were real. I think we have the, you know, the technology to do it.
I think there were bots in the Bible.
Probably had them in Egyptian times.
Yeah.
You know, back when they had the Atari then, you know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Egyptian Atari.
Well,
10 million years ago.
I mean, there's artificial intelligence. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't call them intelligent. There's artificial players in the Atari games. I'm sure we can make a little character model that does not a non-player character. I think we can make one in multiplayer. I think we can do it.
Yeah. So if we could have those at least on the level of Atari games, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Even if they're walking into walls, it's something to shoot.
Hopefully, better than
target
Atari
practice.
Games, but... You know,
target
it's
practice.
Something to start with.
It's something at least.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. Mad Gecko writes in, who says it was brought up a little while ago that there should be some kind of difference between the Spartan characters and the Elite characters in multiplayer.
There's a big difference.
He thinks it was suggested that some should be limited to what kind of weapons they could carry, but he thinks he has a better proposition. If Bungie would release an auto update, or possibly in Halo 3, that made the Elite more resistant to Covenant weapons and the Spartan more resistant to human weapons. Of course, the change would be only slight, but significant enough to where players would actually have an advantage in choosing one over the other.
Hmm.
I don't know about that.
Hmm. You know
that's kind of touchy.
I think if I get
one of the cool.
I think if I
one of the cool.
If I get blah. If I get shot by a bullet, it's still gonna hurt, even though it's a human weapon.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like your physiology is gonna. You know, be affected differently.
And well, then
I'm sure when they designed the weapons, they were gonna try to kill themselves before they went out to their planets. I'm sure. You know, you don't make a gun like this gun will not hurt people. And what's the point?
Well, what's cool about the having just different skins as opposed to different characters that have different properties and all that.
Yeah.
Is that you know they everyone's pretty much the same. It's just what skin you choose for the most part.
Yeah, and they got the difference in the heads, which makes it Elite easier to snipe. So,
yeah, that's the problem with the Elite, of course. But, you know, hopefully there will be some other possibilities for, like, skins in the future or some kind of different character models or something that would still be more balanced. And yet, you know, it would be worthwhile to actually choose something besides the Master Chief. So, that would be kind of cool.
There were rumors of different types of armor you could have for Halo 2. I mean, this is crap my friends feed to me. And they're like, yeah, in Halo 2, you can pick if you really have... light armor so you can run fast. If you want to have heavy armor so you can't get, like, I don't know. They're feeding me. That'd be kind of cool, though, I thought.
That would totally be cool.
I think it'd be cool, but I don't know. I think it'd be kind of annoying.
Be kind of gay because your sniper, like, they couldn't move fast and you couldn't kill them hardly.
Yeah, but, you know, I would just like it to be all normal. You know, Halo's fun the way it is. You don't need to change it. Maybe you add a few weapons here or there, you know.
Yeah, and two, that would make it more difficult to just pick it up and play it because you have to choose whether you're a light, heavy, or medium armor. You know.
Yeah, we're not playing an RPG, we're playing an FPS.
I cast a secret sword on you.
I hate this game. I can't pick Lightning different
bolt.
Light
Lightning
weight
bolt.
Skins.
Lightning bolt.
Oh, he's dead. Phoenix down.
I need a health vial. Can someone give me 100 points if I can get a health vial?
I need anti-venom. I need anti-venom. I need anti-venom.
I hate those games.
Anyway, so what's next, Erwin?
Yeah. I love making fun of RPGs.
It looks like EP Matt SW says, if he could pick up only one new feature in Halo 3, it would be online co-op. He wants to be able to play online co-op with friends who don't have live nearby. Also, he would like to see new vehicles at the Pelican or possibly a boat. He also wants fuel cauldron, the fuel rod cannons and flamethrowers from Halo PC to be on Halo 3 and put the stupid fuel rod cannon back on the Banshees.
That's something that was really lacking in the multiplayer. What happened to the fuel rod?
But they did that for balance issues, cannons. Though. They did that because the fuel rod cannon was just too powerful. So, I don't know.
I think it was good in the Banshee that they took it out, but it would be kind of annoying, because it's only annoying already when you're in coagulation in the middle of the course and there's a Banshee shooting at you and you have nothing to do. Just think about them with the fuel rod cannon shooting
at
you.
Exactly, you get wasted.
But I think it might be a nice feature if it's going to... scratch that. I don't think it'd be a nice feature.
Yeah.
All right, see, Gemini
Ace... But definitely online co-op would be awesome.
Gemini Ace writes in. He says, my wishes for Halo 3 include bots, practice online. Bots seems to be pretty popular. Hmm. Weapons specifically for melee attacks, like a knife, you know, human sword or human-type shield. More vehicles, you know, pilot the Pelican, you know. That Pelican's pretty big. I think I'd like to see something a little bit smaller than a Pelican. I'd like to see the Warthog get a bigger variety of weapons, you know, like a rocket launcher, twin Gatling guns, anti-aircraft, you know, one-man ATV, you know, like what we were supposed to have, you know, whatever happened to that? I don't know, watch the DVD, never really told me why, it never came. You know, human grenade launcher, you know, like a crawl, that'd be kind of cool, like you can crawl and snipe. And also, dueling the grenades. Yeah.
Wow, dueling grenades.
He thinks that, you know, it might be a two-disc game, a single-player disc and a multiplayer disc. You know? I think it'd be really cool. He predicts it'll come out in November of 06, you know? But that's still pretty optimistic.
Cool.
And also like to see that each disc, you know, have their own set of 1,000 gamer points. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see it come out November 9th again. That'd be awesome.
You know, that's kind of a good idea, actually.
Maybe that's just me, but how cool would it be if it came out November 9th, 2 years after Halo 2?
Yeah.
I think that would be the coolest thing ever, and I'd love him forever. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, buddy. I'm just saying.
Well, Lefters writes in. He says, just one idea for Halo 3. In multiplayer games, you can dual-wield the bomb or the oddball with any other dual-wieldable weapon and possibly have the flag as a dual-wieldable, although it's possibly a bit too big to carry in one hand. He hopes they don't make Halo 3 too complicated, but nice and simple as it is at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really the point of not being able to carry a weapon is so you are more vulnerable.
Yeah, so it becomes a teamwork game. Everybody has to protect you, you know?
Yeah, you can't really defend yourself because you are the flag guy, as is in just about every game. You can throw it down. Actually, most games, you can't even actually get rid of it until you've taken it back. That's actually nice enough to actually give you the option to throw it down and shoot with a weapon. Yeah. Because most games, you get the flag, you got the flag. And until you die, you got the flag. Because I know Half-Life was that way.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Yep. Or like new Battlefield 2, you can shoot with the flag and stuff. I don't know. Right? I think I'm talking about the wrong thing.
I haven't played Battlefield 2. I heard the one on Xbox not too hot in comparison to the PC one anyway.
Battlefield 2 on Xbox, it's cool, except you go online, but if you go online, it lags like heck. Yeah, especially since I have like 4 computers hooked up to my internet and an Xbox and like a TV type media center type thing. So, you know, my bandwidth is pretty spread out. And on Battlefield 2, I think you're your own server for everybody. And if you don't have a good server, you're going to lag like crazy. Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain, but yeah. This is Halo 2, so let's keep going.
So what's next here?
We're at Lord's Templar, right?
Guggenheim.
Guggenheim. Oh, okay, yeah. Guggenheim would like to have the control scheme to be the same, but he would have the control pad. He would control pad, control your second arm
like, if you could have,
when
like,
dual wielding.
Left stick controls your left arm, right stick controls your right arm, so you could actually shoot both guns in different directions. I think that'd be a little too complicated for most people, though.
Oh. Okay, I was like, what is he trying to say? But anyway, yeah, second arm when dual wielding, so he could either have them locked together and only use two thumbsticks, or you could unlink
Man,
them
the
and shoot two people
work?
At the same time.
Yeah, no.
The
like,
control pad is only, you know, is
I guess
is digital, so it's not like you can use that. You only have eight directions on that. And besides, you already had one of them dedicated to.
So
yeah, I mean, maybe if you took off the TeamSpeak off of that and used it, but still, it'd be crazy, you know. Then how are you going to recenter it and? You can't just, like, snap it to certain spots, and that'd be crazy.
Yeah,
I think it'd be too nuts. I mean, well, it's not. I'm not saying it's a bad
idea. I don't
know,
when he's moving his...
I'm just saying it'd be a little too hard.
But I want to know when his arms are out looking everywhere, how would he run? Because aren't those what you
use
to run?
I think that'd be just whacked out, because, like, you got the left stick that you're... Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the right stick is running. And the left stick is looking around, so you have to be looking only,
you'd have to stop
using
moving.
Your other hand. And then, but how are you going to reach? What I want to know is how you're supposed to reach the right trigger while your left or while your right thumb is on the control pad. That'd be quite a stretch, you know. You got to be like Flex Armstrong to reach that far.
I don't know, that's
Plastic Man or something.
More no,
it's a nice idea, but I don't.
Maybe
yeah.
if there's some way it
I
could
don't
work,
think
who knows? Maybe we're
it
just
it
missing some
on.
Way that it would work and be simple.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not
he's probably
up.
Got an idea in his head that
not
we
many
don't
words.
Know. But yeah, sounds cool.
See, us Lords Templar 1 says if you were to make Halo 3, make the levels big. You know, like big.
Oh no.
You know, like. Massively huge, enormous,
huge.
Giant field paintball maps. You know, they're like, you start like a mile away from everyone else. Like, big. Yeah. Like, one level could like call for either checking out an urban city with marines, and it'll check out each and every building for coveys. You know, because it's that big. There's like enough buildings to where you have to like search like 20 buildings, and you might find their base. You know? Or like have your marines sit tight in an alley, set up an ambush, you know, and then you could issue the marine commands to. I think he's talking more like mixing Splinter Cell, not Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon 3 with Halo 3.
Rainbow Six.
That's more squad based.
I think he's talking about Halo 3 Rainbow Six, dude. How you can move
you know,
your guys
alone
around stuff
by yourself. Master Chief is the only one who can save the world. You know that kind of.
Yeah.
Crap.
So it sounds, you know.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I'm sure, you know,
Halo
Ghost Recon
3
is exactly
Halo
where that's
3, it won't be Ghost Recon, it won't be...
Also, you see, you have the Marines be a whole lot smarter, you know, you might be around a corner, and a huge tank battle erupts in the street nearby, and all of a sudden you bump into a desperate Marine who starts killing off an elite with his rifle just before he kills the elite, he has to reload! The elite with no shields would all of a sudden throw a sticky the Marine's helmet, Marine tosses the helmet right in time before it explodes, the elite... rushes the Marine, but the Marine drops his rifle, pulls his magnum on the elite and finishes it off with an echoing powerful round to the chest. This is what I call Halo actions, that's what he says. Halo 2 was too much of a running and gunning.
That'd be some cool
one set machine
game. Right there.
Occasional open field battles, you know, but even that was lone. That sounds more like it could have been in Halo 2, but it would have been a cinematic.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that couldn't happen in game. But that's like, that's 360 in game stuff. But yeah, that would be cool. But I bet it's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, you see, like when you play the Xbox and when you're loading up the cinematics for that, like half of it loads and then 5 seconds later the other half of it loads. You know what I'm talking about?
It's probably a lot of work for like.
Yeah,
a 5 second
I think
moment.
That would be kind of like that.
You know.
Well,
but it would.
He's
it
just
would
saying. He's just
bad.
Saying increase the AI though. He's talking about making the Marines smarter and
that,
being
and,
able
well,
to
that,
do
and
stuff
also
like
he's,
that.
You know, he's saying he won't like the Band of Brothers kind of action. You know, it may be a sci-fi game, but they're humans. They need to behave like humans, not curse in Spanish and scream
awesome
like little girl because I see a 7-foot-tall alien. You know, I'm just reading because I'm not that witty. You'd also make the pistol stronger, have a scope to it, you know. Marines behave more like average army soldiers, more intense squad firefights. Also have it that the Marine would literally jump on a brute and choke him or something. And then, like, another Marine comes and slits his throat. You know, just enhance the AI to act more rather than just run around shooting and stuff. That'd be kind of cool, but... I don't know. I'll tell you what, if I was a Marine, I'd like scare and cry. Be scared. I'd go run behind all my friends, be the guy in the back.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you one thing, if I see an elite, I am not gonna go cool.
If I saw a huge hunter coming after me, I'm not shooting at
him. I'm gonna run.
You're saying one thing too is that Marines and the player itself should be able to pick up and throw grenades and chuck them back at their enemies before the explosion.
Oh, yeah, like, well, in Call of Duty 2, you're given notification that a grenade's there. If you could throw it back, that would be the pimp.
Well, I don't think you could, because the frag grenade usually blows up the second it hits something. You know?
Well, yeah, well, you know, but, like, actual grenades, they don't blow up on impact. Well, if you throw them hard enough, I'm sure they would. But, you know, even the old school ones, you know, they had about, like, a 2-second timer. You know, I'm sure you can at least get it back in the air away from you.
I thought it'd be hilarious if you throw a grenade at somebody and they pick it up and it blows up.
Yeah, you know, you should be given the option. You know,
it would be kind of cool. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying where, like, if a grenade comes, you automatically pick it up. I mean, you should be given the option, like, press X to kick grenade or something.
That'd be sweet if you could, like, catch it in midair and chuck it right back at him.
But, like, they like throw it at you, though. Like, only
yeah, it's going over your head. You catch it and just chuck it right back. That'd be awesome.
Because there's really no way that. You could catch a sticky and throw it back. You know, it's kind of stuck.
It would stick to your hand.
You're like, you like cut your hand off.
Get off of there.
You chop your hand off with your bayonet.
What's the blue spider on my hand?
Pistol make bayonets on guns.
So Salmonator writes in, he says he wants to see a plasma shield. Which would be cool.
The Jackal shield.
Because you can deflect like sniper rifle shots, but not beam rifle shots.
Well, the Jackals have shields.
Yeah, so he's saying basically he's a similar deal. Good idea.
Or like, Counter-Strike, you know, pistol and a shield, you know?
Yeah,
they're talking
about... You pick one up, you can only carry one other weapon, maybe you can't throw grenades to try to balance it out, but...
I just think that's more military than sci-fi, you know? I mean, I it's a little more hardcore military and not really where Halo's aimed at, I think.
I don't know. I think it's an added thing that can be balanced if it's done right. But in any case, it's used by the Covenant already, and you can pick up other Covenant weapons, so it's a lot.
Jublane says his wish list is, you know, get a squad of Spartans that can give you environment sensitive commands like deck for cover, secure the area, snipe from there. If you can't, you know, give us Spartans or the ODSTs, or you know, like a just a group that you can direct or can tell you what to do. You know, like, hey, go over there. Like, you know, like Johnson does in the game. Like, he tells you, like, hey, go over there. I need you to cover me from over there. You know, like small little submissions. Like, within, like, I need you to go. Like, Call of Duty 2 is filled with them.
Dude, Brothers in Arms is the best at that, man. It's so awesome.
Because you have one giant mission, like, two missions within that, and then, like little missions between that, like, there aren't really missions, but like you have to do them before you can really move on.
I guess I was talking about
more squad based. I think would be cool too.
But yeah, to be able to command your squad. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, for instance, in Brothers in Arms, they really hit that one really well. Is that it's just everything is one button, and it's just context sensitive, so that like you hold the left trigger and you aim it in a direction, it puts this ring on the ground, or if you're pointing at an enemy, it puts like a target on them. So you could say, you know, suppress those people over there, and then you could switch groups with a certain button and send them over here or over there, or tell them to come with you, or do all kinds of stuff all with one button.
See, so. That's more like, do you guys have a Dreamcast?
No.
I played hardcore.
There's a
Choo-choo
Dreamcast
Rocket.
Game.
Choo-choo Rocket!
There's a game called Gundam Final War or Tears of Ashes or something. Oh, Rise from the Ashes. And this sounds exactly like that, but you're like a big robot thing, and you have a whole bunch of other robot things with you, and you can command them where to go and what to do and stuff. Yeah, so yeah, it sounds like that to me.
Kind of a what's it called? You know, the strategy
RTS.
Games.
RTS, yeah, real-time RTS. Strategy, like StarCraft and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. As long yeah. as well, it's like on the other hand, you know, I don't know how well that would work as far as this is, that would really deviate from the whole Halo concept, you know?
Yeah, I don't, like, I think Halo is Halo and it should stick to it. You know, Halo's not another game, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah. It can be a team game, like, it can be an individual game, but when it gets into that, it nice, gets kind of beyond the Halo
concept.
It would
concept. All be nice. It would all be nice features, though.
Yeah.
It would.
All right, let's see.
What else did he say here?
So, yeah.
A couple other things. He'd also like to drive more vehicles, do more urban defense, you know, fight as the Arbiter, and command a pair of Leg-Golo. I guess that's from the book or something.
That's a, I think, a hunter. It's either hunter or grunt. I think it's a hunter, though.
Hey, yep. People use those confusing terms.
So, oh, G-Lewis, what's the last one here?
Yeah, like an elite's called a Snag Heli or S-A-N-G-H-E-L-L-I. I don't know why people call them that, but they do.
Okay. I was not aware of that.
Yep.
Oh, yep. We got one more. Napcat says, you know, he wants to see the combat, like a combat knife, like just a marine counteraction to the sword. The flamethrower that was in the PC. I don't know about that. That was kind of cheap. I don't know if you guys ever played a Halo PC, but that...
Yeah, that was. The second it touched you, you died. I didn't like that.
I wasn't really a big fan. The Jackal Shield you could duel with, ATV, a boat. Hey.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds cool, but...
There's flying
you know.
Vehicles. I mean, you can fly over water, too. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. why have
there's
a boat,
really,
you know?
Unless it's, like, a lot of water, no boats.
Well, like, you have a boat and a beaver creek. Yeah.
Like, you don't need a boat in a puddle.
You have a little raft.
It's got to be, like, island. Yeah. Like, if you had, on, what's that map?
Halo 3,
Relic.
Water World.
No, if you had, like, Relic, but instead, like, there's, like, five of those islands. Yes, a boat.
Oh, okay. You see, I thought it would be cool is, like, you get a boat, you can, like, pick it up and carry it with you or something. So you get,
like, you
get,
like,
saying, you can put it
like
back
a full
down.
Mosquito or something?
That'd be cool and all, but... That's pretty crazy right there.
That'd be pretty cool if you had a Ski-Doo. I'm just... if we had a Ski-Doo on Relic. I mean, you have no reason to be out there, but it's a Ski-Doo.
Just give me a wakeboard, man.
Yeah, who cares?
That's all I need.
Oh,
I'll be poning noobs as my wakeboard.
You like smacking with it. Ow!
He's got a rocket. No, he's sniping on the wakeboard.
But yeah, like,
I want a
but,
futuristic snowboard.
Boats would be cool, but we gotta have a good use for them. We don't give it to us if you're not gonna have a good use for it. But you know,
I really think flying vehicles is pretty much covers that whole area. If we just have more variety in flying vehicles, because all we have is the Banshee, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's no flying version of a tank. There's no flying. There's no either ground or flying version of a troop transport, which I don't think would deviate from Halo 2 at all, as long as it's balanced properly. I think that would be totally awesome because you could, you know, take a whole bunch of troops out there, but you got to watch out. You got to make sure nobody's going to rock you or whatever.
I think it'd be cool if there was like 60 versus 60 people, but on an 8 versus
yeah,
8.
Yeah,
I
see what you're saying.
Cool.
Yeah, if they hopefully they're going to be able to incorporate more people into a game without having like huge amounts of lag or something, so that would be doable. So we'll see. But yeah, so Napcat also said a few more things here. Let's see here. He's talking about the secondary guns in the Wraith instead of the speed burst.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a good idea. Mobile turrets that you can move
around
and use.
Yeah. Everyone loves it. Like maybe one you can just like carry it with you and drop it. Like it's a secondary weapon. You press X to drop turret.
Well, the one like at the beginning of the game, like what's his name, Sarge had, that he put down right in front of the bulkhead.
Yeah.
That one you could grab, and you could put it, like, let's say you're carrying it, you run slower, you can't pull your weapons out, but then when you put it down, you can put it anywhere and use it like a turret.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be killer.
Yeah, like in the first mission with
exactly.
Sergeant Johnson carries it around.
And like everyone else, he wants more bots, you know, like multiplayer. And maybe, like, the adversary mode in Perfect Dark 64. Oh, great game. When one person plays as the chief in campaign... You know, everyone tries to take them down. I mean, that was pretty much classic of all the scenario-based games. That's, you know, like the 007 games are famous for those. You know, like the different variations. Like once the 00 agent, everyone has to kill the 00 agent, no matter what. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can do that if you want. Like,
but isn't that
But isn't that like team game? That's a really easy custom game to make, you know. You know, if you kill the person, you just change to that color, and then they have to change back to whatever color you were on. You could do that as a custom. It would be hard to set up, but I'm sure you could do it. And also live co-op, that's going to be really popular too. So, you know, maybe Bungie was listening. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well,
I think I would play Halo more if we had live co-op.
Well, like we said, guys, this is going to be a long show. We got one more segment to cover here.
Two more.
Two more. Wow.
Wow.
So, hey, think of it as the beginning of the year blowout where we cover, lots of information that's been racking up.
Wait till you guys hear the customs and call-ins. Oh, God.
It's going to be long, but long is good.
We got a million voicemails. I think you're all going to love them, though.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's too much stuff and you guys are like, I can't hear it all, then don't listen to it all. Listen to what you can.
Got to catch up because we got behind.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we got stuff. So, the next segment, we're talking about the desert island. And this is where we pose the question that if you're stranded on a desert island with nothing but an Xbox and no Halo 2, what would you play? So, we got a whole bunch of answers on this.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's sending up their cell favorite phones. Games. All you got... I think we should it's a three. You have a 360 here, okay? You have a 360 because an Xbox, you know, I could play, you know, what's it called? What's the name of it? Oh, snap! Yeah, I could play Cameo for 5 minutes and then shoot
Cameo
myself.
Call of Duty.
I can't remember the name. I'll probably say it in a second and go. That was. Got
well, G. Lewis, what would you play if you had an Xbox One?
Yep.
And you could play any games. Or any one, I don't know, one or two games or something like that.
Ghost Recon.
What's that?
Ghost what Recon. Game? I would play it all day. Or I already played it all day.
Oh, anyway. Okay.
Ghost Recon 2. Yeah. And probably Battlefront 2 for Star Wars. Maybe Splinter Cell Chaos 3. Hey, wait.
No
is this provided
live?
We have live
well,
or not?
That's contact with people. You're on a desert island.
No live?
Dude, there's no way you could do this on a desert island anyway. You have an Xbox, you have no power.
It's cause, no. you have a magical power outlet on a palm tree.
Well, you have magical
what if
Xbox
you bring a potato
Live too.
With you, you can do it.
High speed internet.
All right, dude.
Wireless. There's Wi-Fi. That
you have wireless.
Good. You're good.
There you go. Well, you got your Wi-Fi giggle. Or your you got your satellite transmitter thing plugged into your magical power supply. So there you go.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay, so providing if I had Xbox Live, it would be Ghost Recon 2.
I'd probably,
if I didn't,
you know,
it would be Battlefront 2.
That's probably going to shock everyone. I wouldn't take Halo 2 with me. And I'll tell you why. No Halo 2.
So it says if we
forgot about that part of the question. I wouldn't take it even if I could. Because
that's
that way
would
the day
it,
I got home,
you?
I'd go, I'm so ready to play Halo 2 again. You know? it would be a treat.
Really.
It would be a treat. I wouldn't waste. I feel like I bring
Xbox
Greg Hastings Tournament Paintball Max. That game's fun. And
yeah,
I don't.
On
and
time, I
bring Kung Fu Chaos, the best game ever made. Kung Fu Chaos.
Wait, I'll be mad at
this. Gugamer writes and he says he'd bring Star Wars Battlefront 2, Star Wars Republic Commando, Halo 1, Call of Duty 2, and Battlefield 2.
That game.
Ah, oh, darn it. Sorry.
Too late. Can't take it back.
Oh. Okay, I'm changing both my answers to Halo 1.
JR98664, he told us that he would, you know, if he's on the magical island with the magical power outlet, you know, palm tree with the satellite dish on it, you know, he'd bring Elder Scrolls 3. Oh, that's a great game. Morrowind?
Yeah, it is a great game.
You could play that game for like 4 weeks and only be like
okay,
halfway.
Like, I'm actually stuck on that game right now. And
I'm
like
stuck
the
too.
Last. Yeah. I got stuck actually before my stepson used to have an Xbox and back then I bought Elder Scrolls and played it on his for a long time. Well, he moved out and since then I got another Xbox and I got another copy of Elder Scrolls 3. Well, you know, the first time I got stuck before he left and then now I'm stuck again on a completely different part. So it seems like it's a little easy to get stuck in that game sometimes.
Before the FAQ, GameFAQs.com, best
site. Yeah, that's the thing. I just
got
to look it up. I can probably get out of my little conundrum I am on that. You can Google it.
Anyways, but he'd bring Elder Scrolls 3 and Morrowind, you know. Elder Scrolls 4 delayed, but coming soon to 360 near you.
Can't wait.
You know, sometimes playing this game as much as 14 hours in a day, and there's just so much to do in that game, and it's mind-boggling. I wonder how long it took him to make that game. I mean, like, the missions are so simple, though. Like, grab this item and go to this person, and that's it. But it takes you, like, 12 hours just to walk that far.
That's why you use transport, man. That's why you use the magic guilds and everything. Yeah, so, G. Lewis, what's the next one?
Looks like the two cheat writes in. He said he would bring KOTR or Knights of the Old Republic and KOTR 2. Yeah, and he would bring in Crimson Skies, GTA, and he would bring GTA minus all the hot coffee stuff. And, yep.
Oh man, Knights of the Republic, I can play those games. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you hate Star Wars. That is one of the best made RPGs of our time.
I tried to play it. I was confused. I didn't know how to shoot.
It's not a classic RPG. It's a free roam.
Yeah.
So it's totally unlike all the Final Fantasy crap they've been feeding us for years. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to get away from that and have something original. Because Knights of the Old Republic was really original, and I'm glad to see an original game like that. You know, most of our games, much like our movies, are remakes, like all these like classic games like Frogger, Warped, and stuff. It's like all our games are being remakes and sequels, much like movies.
So are you saying there's a Frogger movie? Because I missed that one.
It was a cartoon. Came out in last October.
Yeah,
straight to DVD.
Yeah, the Sonic cartoon.
Have to get it off Netflix if the postman doesn't steal it from you.
Dude, I'll do that right now.
I won't bother putting that on my Netflix.
I'll do it right now, dude.
It's like, it takes long enough to get them. Hey, no waiting for it. I'm sure that no one's checked it out yet at your local depot. From your local place.
This is true. Tell us how you like it.
For those of you who use Netflix, look it up. I lied my face off.
Well, Massey also writes in saying that he would play a Morrowind Game of the Year edition, which I wish I would have got that one, because that one has, like, extra content. You have, that one has, like, there's, like, a snow area.
You can actually
area.
Play the game for, like, 12 hours longer.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, he said it's so long, he'd be bound to get rescued before he finished.
You would probably play it, and then your head would explode at how great it was.
They'd find you with like a controller in your hand and you're like a skeleton because it's been so long and they touch your bones and turn to dust.
The game is like still spinning in the Xbox. It's like still going and you've been there for like 20 years. And like, oh my gosh. Like they have like downloadable content so the game will never end.
It's kind of depressing to look at how long you've played that game because there's like an internal counter
that says
how long you played.
Oh, I played Knights of the Republic like at the end of the game. Like I looked at how long I'd played it. 206 hours. And I'm like, there's my life. But like part of it was like
hours
I would just
wasted.
Pause and I would pause and then like go eat breakfast and then leave it on all day.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, I'm like. But I know that I didn't play it for 206 hours straight. There's no way humanly possible.
Yeah, really. I mean, so what's next? Who else we got here? G. Lewis.
Looks like we got Mr.
Gemini Ace.
Mike.
Gemini Ace.
What? Yeah, Mr. Gemini Ace. He said he would bring his DS, Mario Kart DS, Animal Crossing, Advanced Wars, Dual Strike, and for his Xbox, he would bring Burnout Takedown, Doom 83, and Star Wars Battlefront.
I don't know how familiar you guys are with Animal Crossing, but that is the best.
I played it on GameCube.
Oh, that's the best game ever. Oh.
I don't know, man. I just couldn't get into it that much. I played it for a little while, too, but...
Wait. Actually, I think Halo 2 is the best game.
No. Animal Crossing beats it by a long shot. I swear. I'm addicted to that.
Come on.
No.
Spellcheck is fired, dude.
My little brother
Animal
got it.
Animal Crossing beats Halo 2. Come on.
No. Listen to this. My little brother got a Nintendo DS for Christmas. And he got Animal Crossing. He went to the local game crazy. You can go online with that game. With the DS. I got Wi-Fi in my house now. That is the best ever. I went over to my friend's house. Stole all his peaches. Talked to his friend, I think his name was Scoot, And his friend Scoot was telling me, he's asking me a question. He's like, hey, Cookies is salty, right? And I'm like, yes. And it was the best game ever. Sorry.
Spellcheck, get a hold of yourself, man. You stole all his peaches at his house?
Ah,
come on, man. Listen to yourself.
Peach dealer. I don't know what happened there. Sorry.
Slap myself again.
Go to Georgia. That's the feds.
Oh. Dang, stole all his peaches.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm all better now. Peaches. I'm going to go play some WarioWare Touched when we're done, though.
Oh,
so
boy.
Mike Hunts writes in. he says if he couldn't play Halo 2, then he would play GTA San Andreas. And
Hot Coffee Mod, you would.
Yeah, which is GTA 3. Of course, he'd be digging College Hoops 2006 because it's a great low-cost game, only $30, but definitely as good as or better than some of the $50 or $60 games. If you like sports games, then he says you need to buy that game. One downside is that is quickly changing is its lack of fan base available on Xbox Live. It's only a month old, but it's surging strong as we approach March Madness, which is birthday month too, so yay. So he says, check out 2K Sports. Their cool new games, College Hoops 2006.
I think
they never liked sport
didn't
games.
Didn't 2K Sports just get bought up by EA? You know, the Monopoly?
No. They.
I think they did.
Formerly ESPN's.
It's
know,
like,
whatever.
They bought, like, NFL name or something. So
yeah, that's so retarded. Like, I don't know if you guys have you guys seen the Blitz games now?
I remember them from back when Mortal Kombat was
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and like since EA bought out the NFL franchise entirely, like Blitz can't even use the names.
Yeah, they use Blitz. They use like old past players. Like
yeah, like they're using people that used to play, and they had to make fictional teams.
Yeah.
And make it to make their awesome arcade style football. I'm really saddened by that.
I think that should be counted as a monopoly.
it is a monopoly. It needs to be broken up.
Yeah,
exactly. That's not right. I remember back in the day,
2K Sports were the best.
Back in the day, like we had like 18 different football games, and like they had like 12 different basketball games. Like you had Michael Jordan's basketball, Scottie Pippen's basketball. Vince Robin's basketball. You know, like you had like 12 different basketball games based on like who's your favorite player.
Larry Bird one on one.
Yeah, like Larry Bird one on one or double dribble with so.
Yeah, double dribble, dude. That was gnarly.
Double dribble two with such and
Steve Nash
with Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah,
that's it.
Wilt Chamberlain, yeah, right. Yeah, but now they got everyone on those things, man. It's
yeah, I know.
They
have like
download stats from the web and everything.
I don't know.
It's
oh,
crazy.
Boy.
It's like fantasy football online.
We got a letter here, an email from Aaron, and he says, what's up, Pod Crew? What's up, Aaron? Is there any chance you could add a new segment to the show called Ask Spellcheck or Que Pasa Fumo? You know, just answer listener questions, you know? Well, he's got one. He says, I play well with human or human and alien weapons, but almost always, he has a hard time finding good weapon strategies on midship with most default weapons. You know, other than, you know, hope you get the sword, hope you get lucky with grenades. What are some key slayer strategies for this map? And, you know, please help this filthy noob. And actually, we covered this. If you want to go digging, I'm sure you can find episode number 2. Way back.
Serious digging right there.
We'll get around to it again, but I'm sure. But if, yeah, you really want to know right now, episode 2, we did cover this.
It's probably better off just like listening to it when we covered it, when we had it, you know, Focus had lots of input and everything like that, so.
I may interject.
That was the first
one I
was on.
Can I interject real quick?
Please do.
Yes, okay. Well, just midship, battle rifle, grenades, all you need. Anyway, let's keep going. Battle rifle, grenades, or carbine grenades, all you
don't
need.
Don't die.
Yeah.
Or dual dealers always works, but yeah.
See, we could go into it, but this show is long as it is, and we got plenty of tips on the next episode. I mean, plenty.
Plenty.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, we just got some web resources to cover, and we out.
About time we got some web resources. Yeah. I got one here. I was browsing the old internet over the break we took, and I found a good site called Noob Stories. That's N00BStories.com. It's your home for stories and tales of those who do stupid things in online games as free image hosting, you know, totally free, no bandwidth limits, ads, or watermarks. It's flipping, yeah. As well as a large, well-established community services, including IRC, TeamSpeak, and an online radio station. And they have a frapper map. I don't know if that's any cool to you, but...
Yeah.
Well, Podtacular has one, too.
It's actually a pretty cool site. You know, I love reading those noob stories. They're pretty funny, you know.
Yeah.
They're pretty, pretty good.
So go,
they span lots of, like, America's Army, Battlefield, Call of Duty, Far Cry, Half-Life, Halo PC, Halo 2, you know, Rainbow Six,
well,
3, Star Wars, like, you know, like, yeah. Every game you can think of, you can find it.
Sounds cool.
Yes.
So what's next here?
Simo, okay, never mind. Simo, I think, is that Sim Zero or Sim
Something
O?
Something like that, I don't know.
I think it's Sim O, says that he wants to mention JumpTactics.net, which is an awesome Halo 2 site, and yes, it is. It's pretty sweet. And they have a gaming podcast over there named Video Game Gamers. They only got one episode so far, but hey, you know, it's still good. I really like the site. I go to it. You know, they got some good jumps. Like, I don't know. There's stuff you would never think about. You would just jump, and it's really good. I learned a lot of stuff up there, actually. So go.
Yeah, they got a jump contest coming up. It's a tournament where they have, like, different brackets based on your skill level and everything. So you guys got to check that out, man. Even if you're, if you're just interested in jumping but you're not particularly good at it as far as, like, jumping techniques,
jump,
you know.
Noob.
Then you might they have a bracket for you to participate in over there, so you might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Got one over here from Overswarm, who updated his map walkthrough sections on halo.bungie.org. There'll be a link in the show notes. And of course he has the best tutorials available
so
on there as far
sense.
As like video tutorials.
I love
the Not So Common Sense series of video tutorials. Outstanding. You guys gotta check it out if you haven't already. And there'll be a link in the show notes as well.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I wanted to mention, since we're on stuff I brought up, is one called purepwnage.com, PurePwnage.com. Dude, that site is freaking awesome. They just got these, like, hilarious videos from, like, a game perspective. You'll see. Check it out.
And also on there, you know, if you go to music, you guys need to hear the noob song. Oh boy, I can listen to that song for years. Oh, it's
Hey Noob. La 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 la.
Is this
anyway. So what's the next one?
Have you guys ever heard
it? I'm singing the song. Yeah, I listen to it. I have it on my iPod,
so
actually.
I can sing it. Hey Noobs, I'm going to like totally like pwn you. Oh, because I pwn you.
It is hilarious.
Pretty hard and stuff, right? It's like the words are like are written like, you know, but you're playing an online game where they have no grammar and they say like 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
And like
I'm
the totally
give you some space,
and stuff, right?
It's like you're like.
It's just so funny.
Yeah, I'll turn it on right now. No, I'm just joking.
So what's the next one?
Good stuff. Purepwnage.com.
Yes. Funny song, guys. Go check.
Jublain says, you know, hey, guys, good show. Since you're the unofficial Halo 2 podcast show host, you might probably learn the skulls and their effects. He took it upon himself to point you to an easy-to-read organized guide, and there's a link to it in the show notes. It's on High Impact Halo. So,
yeah. And that's a good point. We don't know, at least I don't know too much about the skulls, because I've just, ever since I heard about those, just didn't particularly interest me. Sorry. You know,
the
I don't
ones.
Claim to be like the end all, know all, be all of Halo 2. I don't think, nor does Spellcheck, but we, you know, we do our best. There's a link in the show notes if you guys want to check out all the details about those. I've just never really been into it myself.
Only one I know is the MD Skull. It's pretty cool.
Hmm.
I only know the name of it. I don't actually know what it does.
Yeah.
You know, then again, I don't know everything that's contained in the encyclopedia, but I can pick it up and read it if I want to.
Yeah.
So that's why there's things like this where it's like a guide online, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's see. We also got one from Rockfist. Who says, just wanted to tell us about the fan-made Halo 2 games, or Halo games, rather. If you want a different experience, try these 2D side-scroller games. There's Halo 0, which takes place pre-Halo. He's got a great credit to Doberman. Great game.
That's it.
Doberman with two wins.
That's a good one.
He says he's addicted to this game now. It's at www.halozero.new.fr. There's also another game, Halo Blood Covenant, which is post-Halo 2. And there you go to www.consoletroopers.com. So you can check it out there.
Consoletroopers.com is a little, it's under construction now. They're missing, like, their whole entire directory is empty. So you might not find it on me right now, but you can Google it.
Yeah. Well, B-Ball Mike also sent that in about Halo 0, so lots of good news on that.
Oh, and, oh, I don't know if you, have you guys checked this out yet? Xbox Live Diamond? Yeah, it's a... It's pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, I've signed up for both my
If you guys don't know what it is, go to xboxlivediamond.com. If you have Xbox Live right now, if you have gold, then you can do this. What you do is, like, it's pretty much you just sign up and you get a, a card saying, like, saying, hey, this is my gamertag, and it gives you, like, tons of good stuff. Well, not really tons, but you can get, like, a buy one sandwich at Carl's Jr. or Quiznos, get one free. And your mama said gaming would never amount to anything. Look at this. You know, rent one movie or game at Hollywood Video, get one free.
Well, it's free. You get, like, you know, get one McDonald's french fry, get one free. Yeah. But, yeah, some people don't know that they're only going to take a limited number of these things. So they can give out, like, so 20 million. So if you want to sign up,
check it out.
Do it quick.
XboxLiveDiamond.com. The card you get is only good for 12 months, and at renewal you can get update. And you, so, yeah.
So nice. Basically, it's an AARP
it takes
card.
Six
for
to 8 weeks to get in. You know, if you already ordered it, you know, don't do another one. Fubo
has both. Just kidding.
Yeah.
That would suck.
So yeah.
Well, hey guys, looks like we have reached the end. Pod Tiger episode 42. So, wrapping on up here is you can send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, comments, and, you know, junk we ask for from the website over to podtacular@gmail.com, and our website is podtacular.com.
Yes, it is. If you think it's just .blogspot, you're surely mistaken. Just, you know, puts it back to that. You know, call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256. It's not a different number. It's just HALO is spelled out. Yeah.
That's right.
Same thing.
And that's a wrap, so keep on trucking frags and that have frags in the back of the trucks and have little trucks inside the frags.
That's confusing, but sure, whatever.
Right, bye,
guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
See you guys in next episode.
Hey noobs, I'm gonna like toy like on you noobs. Cause I own you, like I own you like pretty hard and stuff, right? I'm gonna give you some spanks, just like you're like Kyle, and you suck ass at all the games you try to play. Cause I own you, I own you like pretty hard stuff, right? Nice, own you, I own you like you're like somebody's mom trying to play the games. I own you. Is that on? I don't think. I will own you sometime, maybe when we play the game. Noobs, I just like kinda wanna let you know that like I totally like own like you, and you know you may think that like maybe one day like maybe I won't like anymore, but that's wrong. I'm always gonna own you, cause I'm the owner.
it's just what I do. I own you like pretty hard stuff, right?
Oh, you want some of that?
You're someone's mom. Oh, you're begging for the mercy now. I'm gonna give you some spanks, 'cause you're a total noob and you'll suck ass at every game you try to play. I own all.
There's only one thing left to say.